Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hey my people, we are back again, vibing with Masha on this cool atmospheric Saturday. Your microphone Berlusconi, your talking done. Somebody said, oh boy, your voice be like Barry White. I say, hey. A lady said, oh, when I listen to your voice, it makes me I said, shigi damburuba. I don't enter them. Welcome, my people, to another interesting episode of Vibing with Masha. Today, 26th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2025. As we normally do it, as we normally have it, it's gonna be cold, it's gonna be good, it's gonna be easy does it on this program as we vibe together. Once again, I may need to remind you, we always appreciate your comments, we always appreciate your input. WhatsApp messages only on 0744 881 1570. My apologies for not putting old comments on air. It's just due to time constraint. A lot of people have complained about that whenever they send comments on WhatsApp, we should, you know, put it on air. It is ideal, absolutely, and I agree with that, but because of the time, perhaps if we have more time than this, or if you want to pay for more time for vibing with Marshall, if you want us to make it 2 hours or 3 hours, talk to me so that we can accommodate all these on the program. Once again, this is Eitai of Mustafa. Marshall is what everybody knows me, is what everybody calls me, even including my parents. Everybody says Marshall. Someone asked me, where did I get that name from? Was I in the army? I said, me. I know if you carry gun now. What have you do? My height self, you don't even enter to be an army officer. I have not been in the army. It's a title gotten from my association with one of the most prestigious clubs in the world, the Care Guys Club. I'm a Karibuso, LSF, Ilia Olumo in particular. So I was Marshal when I was in the school. And the name stuck up till tomorrow, and I don't know why. I hope you guys are good today. We are still enjoying the summer, even though I'm sure it's gonna be winter soon, but let's enjoy it while it lasts. Go out, drink responsibly, drive responsibly, flex responsibly, enjoy your life responsibly. Yes, today is a big day for African women. Today is a big day for African girls. Today is a big day for the African female gender as we celebrate another edition of the African Cup of Nations for the female gender. Interestingly, Nigeria is no stranger to this competition. We've actually won it 9 times, a record at 9 times. And today, the Super Falcons, as we call them, the national female football team of Nigeria, are going to be locking horns with the Atlas Lioness of Morocco. You know, in Nigeria, we have the female and we have the male. The male, we call them the Super Eagles, and the female, we call them the Super Falcons. So also do we have it in Morocco. Their male national team is called the Atlas Lions, and the female is the Atlas Lioness. This evening, we're going to decide if Morocco is going to be winning it for the first time, or Nigeria is going to be winning it for the 10th time, African Cup of Nations. So all we're going to be doing today is to be celebrating, is to be supporting our own Super Falcons of Nigeria to clinch their 10th title of the female African football competition. And we're going to start with my brother, Ostino Milado. Ostino Milado is a renowned football supporter in Nigeria. He has actually composed a lot of songs to celebrate the Super Eagles, especially. And we're going to be adapting his music to support the Super Falcons of Nigeria today. Ostino Milado, let's hear you, bro.
Super Eagles, waiting they happen, waiting they share, we won't know. Chena winch, I been landing, no matter their plan, no, we go still they fly. Tell me where you be. If you need it, make you tell me where you be. Aye, Benny, make you tell me where you be. Tijani, make you tell me where you be. Antaribo, make you tell me where you be. Ayobo, make you tell me where you be. Papilo, make you tell me where you be. Erikejo, for make you tell me where you be. Walele, walele, where you be. Yeah, oh. Say walele, walele, where you do?
Walele, my brother, where you do?
Walele, Okocha, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Aga Wonder, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Okorongbo, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Sigaruba, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Olise, make you tell me where you do?
Walele,
Udeze, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Ikeshorumu, make you tell me where you be.
Walele,
Akwegu, make you tell me where you be. Ayo si Kenya, I say where you dey. Ababa Yaru, make you tell me where you dey. Ojiwe, make you tell me where you dey. Our Super Eagles, I say where una dey. Walele, walele, where you dey.
My brother, where you dey.
I say walele, walele, where you dey.
Walele,
my brother, where you dey.
Walele,
dodorima, go go go, dodorima.
Waiting, winning our culture. I've been a because some management can company come begin disorganize. So they Liberia, Sudan, and even small Syria alone and Senegal come begin from Goliath for David like Nigeria. But thank God, say times today. God just won't shake us so that we go really come down to prepare for the bigger competition. No shaking, the world not caution. What day is she? Oh, she go down while you got her. Now today, now let us rewind to 1980 when the Super Eagles really started the show. I beg like Baja.
Hey. 1980 Nations Cup. I remember Nigeria winning. I no go forget the chairman in Chukwu. I don't
forget
the name of the
game.
I rest in peace. You
am
a team, I think I know that by me, Dania.
I'm
a same can, I don't care, you did. Christian, no matter, I know forget.
Belly
so well, I oh, Lord. Intercontinental, I'm a list of
missiles.
I'm a possible, you did the game.
Okay, people, yes, we are trying to put ourselves in the winning mode now, and for whatever is going to cost us, we need to support our Super Falcons of Nigeria. About the competition itself, it started years ago. And I can tell you authoritatively that Nigeria has performed very, very, very well. We have discovered talents. We have recorded legends who have excelled very well in African women football. And you know, as we normally say in Africa, female comes first. And the Yorubas also would say women first. And as a gentleman, we should at any point in time tell ourselves that yes, we need to celebrate our women. The Super Falcons of Nigeria, they represent the pinnacle of women's football in Africa. And they have become a symbol, an icon of what African football is all about. As of today, they remain the best, if I may use the word, the best in African female football history. And we've seen legends of them performing very well. There was a tournament, in fact, that when the goalkeeper was pregnant when they had the competition, you wouldn't believe. I'm trying to remember the name now. But she was pregnant and she still went to the competition and they won. The team was established in 1991. And they have emerged as a response to the growing interest in women's football in Nigeria. You know, before women, they know they play football. They see football as just for men only. Until about probably 30 years ago, the interest started. And the girls started kicking it about. And they feel that what a man can do, a woman can also do it. And as of today, they are absolutely doing it. And for the Super Falcons, the team quickly gained prominence when it was established in 1991. Everybody embraced them. Everybody supported them. And they participated in various international tournaments. And at the end of the day, they were able to establish themselves as a formidable force in African female football. Even at the early beginnings, the Super Falcons showed determination. They showed commitment. They exhibited passion. The inception of women's football in Nigeria can be traced back to grassroots initiatives that sought to empower women through sports. The Nigerian Football Association recognized the potential of women's football and they formed the national team that was tagged, named Super Falcons. Our first major tournament was the 1995 FIFA Women's World Cup. In 1995, the Super Falcons made their debut at the FIFA Women's World Cup held in Sweden. Although they faced tough competition, their participation marked a significant milestone in their history, and it absolutely set the stage for future accomplishments. Just like Beyoncé said in her music, when he said, "Who runs the world? The Super Falcons runs African female football." And let's hear it for Beyoncé. Who runs the world? The Super Falcons. They are running the African female football. I beg, give them their flowers, Ojari. Beyoncé, who runs the world?
Girls, we run this mother. Girls, we run this mother.
Who run the world? get scared to run this back. I'm rapping for the girls who are taking over the world. Help me raise a glass for the college grads. 41 wrong, need to let you know what time it is. Check, you can't hold me. I work my 9 to 5, gotta cut my check. This goes up to all the women, get me in. You on your grind. To all the men that respect what I do, please accept my shine. Go ahead, now you look at how we smart enough to make these millions, strong enough to bear the children. Then get back to business.
Hey people, it's all about the Super Falcons today. I beg guys, make una no fall my hand, oh. All this promo where they do so. We must win, oh. We go win, oh. Yes, still talking about the Super Falcons. Like I said earlier, I said their first major tournament was in 1995 at the FIFA Women's World Cup held in Sweden. And they used that platform, that opportunity, that window, that channel to start harnessing the talents, to start projecting that female football in Africa has come to stay. They have consistently showcased their prowess on the international stage, especially with numerous accolades to their name. They have not only dominated African competitions, but they have also made remarkable strides in the global arena. They have established their name beyond Africa, at the Olympics, at the World Cup stage, at the European stage. They have excelled impressively. They have been crowned African champions for 9 times. And we are going for the 10th one today. And we shall have it. Trust me, we are having it. They have also participated in multiple Women's World Cup tournaments. And their best performance was in 1999, where they reached the quarterfinals. They have exhibited consistency as far as the female football competition is concerned. Their appearances in the World Cup have helped raise the profile of women's football in Nigeria, in Africa, and in the world as a whole. I'm talking about they have also made their mark. They made their Olympic debut in the year 2000, competing in Sydney. That was when the Olympics was held in Sydney. Their participation in the Olympics also illustrated the growth of female football in Nigeria and in Africa. It actually provided a platform for showcasing the talents of Nigerian female athletes. When I say female athletes, we're talking of female footballers. Some people call them FF, but whatever you want to call them, make it positive. Still celebrating the African woman, still celebrating our mothers. We need to also talk to Asha to tell us how beautiful our mothers are, how beautiful our female footballers are. Asha, so beautiful.
beautiful is what you are to me. It's you I see in my dreams every day, and I pray for you, queen of my life. You are so beautiful, mama. You're beautiful. Emi wa mama kan talere ye ye ye. Mama mi o roju ri. That is why I'm loving you. Nitori ama o o ti a ile oko. Mama mi o roju ri. That is why I'm loving you.
Okay, people, yes, the celebration has started. For my mind, we don't win. For my brain, we don't get them. For my body, we don't play and we don't score goals. Now, I have a request to make. for all listeners here, if you want to send your prediction, please send your prediction to 0744-881-1570. By the time we come back next week, we'll be announcing the winners. So please get your predictions right. Is it a 10, a 2030, a 21, a 31 in favor of who? Please specify. Nigeria 1, Morocco 0. Nigeria 2, Morocco 1. Nigeria 3, Morocco 2. And I can assure you, you're going to get one of the best prizes you can get in the whole world. Trust me about that. We want predictions, please. This is not betting, no. No be sports betting, I be sports director. Isn't that the colorful? No, this one no be sports betting, no. We're just trying to just psych ourselves up and put ourselves in the mood to support the Super Falcons of Nigeria as they go for their 10th African female football title this evening, holding in Morocco against the what do you call them now? The Atlas Lioness of Morocco. In the history of the African female football, we have been able to create a lot of legends, female footballers that have participated and they have absolutely excelled over the years. We have quite a lot of them. I can't even remember. But notably, I remember Perpetua Nkrumah. Perpetua Nkrumah is a three-time African Women's Footballer of the Year. Nkrumah played a very pivotal role in the Super Falcons' success, contributing to their multiple titles, multiple winnings over the years. Another person I can remember very well is Faith Ikidi. She was a defender. Ikidi was a part of the national team for over a decade, and she was very crucial in maintaining the team's competitive stage. But one outstanding player we all know very well, we call her Agbabola. No other person than Asisat Oshoala. Agbabola lomo. Yes, Asisat Oshoala. She's still part of the team. She'll be on the field today to make sure Nigeria comes home with this year's African female football competition. Well, still in the spirit of supporting our Super Falcons, let's hear what Wizkid has to say when she was also celebrating her mommy. But notably, he did not only celebrate his mom, he also celebrates the African woman, the African female gender. Wizkid, mommy me. We'll be right back.
no go love mama. We are tell me why no go love mama. Mama she make tea for me, oh, and she buy bread for me. We are tell me why no go love mama. I love you, yes, mama love you, yes. Mama will never leave you, yes. Till the end, I'ma love you, yes. Mama love you, yes. Yes, I love you, mama. Ever been key, mama. I'll do anything for you, mama.
Okay, people. Every good thing comes with pains. Every good thing comes with suffering. Every good thing comes with tolerance. As I have been saying in the last 35 minutes, the girls have also actually made their own sacrifices, individually and collectively. They have been able to record all this success on the altar of pain, on the altar of compromise, on the altar of determination. One of the major problems we have in African football, both male and female, is funding. It's a very significant challenge, and it's been there all this while. We have advocated, we have shouted, we have solicited, we have fought, we have quarreled, we have requested that no be being so. Soup way sweet. Tamoni kilamu. If you want these boys and these girls to excel, never deprive them of the financial resources. Because this has affected their preparation, for especially for international tournaments, and the overall development of football in Africa. I'm not specifying here now. I'm not even talking about the female football. I'm talking about football generally. And no matter how rich that country is, football is a very, very, and I say it again, very significant PR tool any country can use to boost its image in the whole world. No matter where you are, if you are Hausa, Igbo, or Yoruba, when it comes to football, Nigerians don't see the Hausa in you. They don't see the Igbo in you. They don't see the Yoruba in you. All they see is a Nigerian. And football has been able to bring all of us together regardless of our tribe. So why do we need to drop this kind of a PR tool for ourselves? Why do we need to drop a unification tool as football? Why do we need to drop a unifying factor as football? We don't need to. We will still continue to call on our government because they are the one in control of our money. It is our money. It's not their money. It is our money. So we have a say in the way they manage our money. And one of the ways they can manage our money is to pump, mark my word, pump money into our football, right from the grassroots initiatives, right from the grassroots development. We must make sure that we pump money into football, either the female football or the male football. Besides this, another factor I think I have seen in this world is the gender inequality. And I'm sure a lot of people would have been surprised that the female football that started a few years ago, if I may use the word, have come to stay. It has solidified that justification that what a man can do, a woman can also do. So I want to appeal to people who are still on the other side that no, it's only men that can play the football. No, women are also playing the football now, and they are playing it very well. They are playing it fantastically fantastic, cocastically cocastic, and spiritually spiritually. Please, they are doing that. They are doing that. All they need is just our support, our individual support, our collective support, and the financial support from the government. They can do more than what they are actually doing presently. Trust me. So football has been able to unify us. Football has been able to tune down that element of gender inequality in sports. We are all one now. So I am still appealing to every stakeholder of African football to go all out there and support that game. It is our game. A lot of people have always argued that it's a game from England. If it's a game that originated from England, how many times have England won the World Cup? I beg go to England that day, when they not come put gun for my head. Yes, let's go to Peace Square. Still celebrating the Super Falcons. Oyinye, Oyinye, Oyinye. Oh yeah, let's go.
I was all alone, was so bad. And there she goes. She touched my heart and said, "Hey, person, I know so go." Hey, was so glad. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this loving is real. Within my heart, there's no. What a beautiful onyinye, nenye makagi. So you and I can fly away, straight to the sky, just you and I. Girl, I know the lie. Can't you see? You were sent from above, and you know you're my heart and my sweetness. Is this love? Is this love? I don't know, but I know what I'm feeling. Now God be my witness. You're my princess, hey. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this loving is real. Within my heart there's nobody else. Will you give me your hand? Let me take you away.
Okay, people, yes, it always hurts when I have limited time on this program because we are always having a lot to talk about. I got your comments. Wole 0744 881 1570. Wole from Manchester, thank you so much for the encouragement. Your kind words is an inspiration to us here in the studio. Thank you very much. And for the record, please send your predictions to 0744 881 1570. Yes, we're still on our numero uno radio station, the global African radio station based in Manchester, Radio Africana. To listen to Radio Africana, just go on your Google Play Store, type Radio Africana, download the app, and you are on. You can listen to this radio station 24/7, as my people would say. Whether you are at work, if you are allowed to, or you are home, or you're driving, put it on. It's a 24-hour Afrobeat radio station. Radio Africana, from Manchester to the world. Yes, your predictions are coming in. I can see some predictions that are like, ah, yay, what's this? Don't overrate our guests too much. Oh. They are facing one of the best female football team in Africa, the Atlas Lioness of Morocco. So don't let us get over, like my people will say in Nigeria, don't let us get overconfident. Oh. It's a competition. Only one winner will emerge. But keep sending your predictions, and we'll announce the winners next edition of the program. Yeah, still on the dial, talking about the Super Falcons of Nigeria. Somebody also said, why not celebrate them as our African queen? And I said, okay, why not too? Our global icon, Two-Face Idibia, celebrated the African women, and he called them the African queen. Our Super Falcons today are our African queen. Two-Face, let's give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen. Ooh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Just like the sun lights up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. Yeah, hey, yeah. Ooh, you are my African queen. Oh, Lord, ooh, Lord. Out of a million, you stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. Hey, no one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing.
Okay, people, I'm absolutely enjoying the vibes today. I'm enjoying the comments. Otumba, best man, Nzejumbo, Irumole of the universe. A big salute to you, bro. Thank you for that encouragement. I really appreciate it. My one and only brother, Steve Shodia, one of the best film editors we have in Nigeria. Thank you so much for the reach out. I appreciate that. Chief Obafemi Ogunfeibo, President Ajimen of Manchester, whom everybody knows at Osha. Thank you so much. I appreciate that too. When it's coming to the end of the program, I don't actually feel happy. I just enjoy vibing with my people on Global Number One Radio Station, Radio Africana. Keep sending your predictions, 0744-881-1570. Oh yeah, let's go. Flavor. The only thing I don't know how to do is to sing. As talented as I am, I always ask God, why can't I be able to sing? Why? God, why me? With all these abundant human resources deposited in me, you denied me that opportunity to have a Michael Jackson voice. Why? God, why? When? Yes, Two-Face, African Queen. That was for the Super Falcons of Nigeria. Another talent we have in Nigeria is Flavor. And he also celebrated the female gender with a song, Ada. Let's go there.
My beautiful baby, have you seen my tomato baby? Oh, ELA, baby, softly they cool me temper. Ada, baby, na sugar, sugar. Yo. Hey, hey. Everybody, they wait. Put a can and no more. If I did my maca, better soup on a money kill a mo. Ada, mamba, peke, me, ya. For everywhere, I don't know the lack of that. I get them for up and down. Baby, na tomato, baby, too fresh like morning wine. Ada welele, yo ko ko ko. Everybody they wait. Uta kene no bo. If I did my maca, better soup na money kill a mo. Ada wangwa peke peke miya. Ada, ada wangwa.
Ah, my producer is putting a gun to my head. Masha, you have 2 minutes more. You have 2 minutes more. Jore. Jore, please. My people are still vibing with me. I'm getting all the predictions. These predictions are quite encouraging. Keep sending them. to 0744-881-1570. Please, just WhatsApp messages only. WhatsApp messages. I can't talk now. I'm on air. Please.
Oh, someone talk. Someone put me in.
Someone was trying. Yeah, now I can't do that. I can talk to you probably after the program, please. My apologies. All right, to round up this program, let's all go out to support our girls today, the Super Falcons of Nigeria, against the Casablanca. Sorry, make my teeth no come out. The Casablanca girls, the Atlas Lioness of Morocco, and as they normally do it in United Kingdom, where I am, they have a song called "It's Coming Home." Today, to Nigeria, the female African football competition is coming home to Nigeria. Until I see you next week, until I hear from you next week, this is your microphone, Berlusconi, your talking dog, Masha of Manchester, saying be good, be great, and be yourself. Till I see you next week, take care. Bye.
It's coming football's
coming home. We'll go on getting back, so I'm getting back, so I'm getting back.
It's coming, football's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. So sure that England's gonna throw it away, gonna blow it away, but I know they can play, 'cause I remember three lads on the shirt, Jules Rimet still gleaming, 30 years of hurt, never stop me dreaming.
So many jokes, so Bobby Belt in the ball, and they'll be dancing.
Three lads on a shirt, Jules Rimet still gleaming, 30 years of hurt, never stop me dreaming.
England have done it in the last minute of extra time.
Still gleaming, it's coming home. 30 years of hurt, it's coming.
This is Radio Africana.
Sókè jíjó yẹn jẹ́ kí n mọ̀ pé wà ókè tó bá fẹ́ lọ.